Box Markets podcast with Justin Waite.
The people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Don't buy anything based solely on tip or recommendation you hear. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the first trading day of the week, it's the man of the chart. It's Zach. You're right, Zach.
Very well, thank you.
How was your white teeth over the weekend? Nice?
Getting whiter.
That's brilliant. That's it. We don't need any nuclear power stations with your teeth around.
People have been blinded over the weekend. It's just been, you know, I walk into these clubs and they walk out again. It's too bright.
Yeah, well, we'll have a Theresa May stand with it. After Hinkley Point, our next source of power is Zach Mears' white teeth. Here we are. There's the Chinese funding behind this. That's where you want to get this Chinese funding for your white teeth, Zach. Anyway, right, look in the charts. Three stocks moving on news. First one, Ascent Resources. Colin Hutchison, CEO, is on the podcast later. They've had interims out. But what does it look like on the chart, Zach?
It looks very sweet, I would say. There's been a good reversal for the shares over the last, say, 6 months. Extended base between May and August, and then a gap through the 200-day moving average. You know, I like those. Golden cross last week between the 50-day and 200-day moving averages. So basically, while above the 50-day line, we're looking for a 2 pence target, which is the top of a May rising trend channel.
Nice. And the second stock is, it's Highland Natural Resources, HNR, drilling operations at Helios 2 natural gas and helium prospect in southeast Montana. Has commenced on the 18th of September. So H&R on the chart.
Holding above the 200-day line at 24 pence over the last month. While we're above that, looking for a retest, last month's resistance, which was just above 40 pence. In fact, it was at 48.7 pence. So that's what I'm looking for over the course of the next 1 to 2 months.
Yeah, that's settled down now, isn't it? Now you can draw a line under that, can't you? Whereas before, it was a bit crazy, wasn't it? Up, then down, but now it's calmed down a bit, isn't it? It's better for charting, I suppose, isn't it?
It is. It's looking much more...
Stable.
Stable, that's the word, yeah.
And lastly, Sound Energy, their second Tundrara well, has now been drilled to the third and final casing point at a measured depth of 2,623 metres. SOU on the chat. I know it's crazy. Do you know what? I had these guys on the podcast, literally, and I was literally a second away from pressing the buy button after they were on. At 10 pence this was. Of course, I didn't press the buy button. And I've just watched the chart, the share price just slowly rocket from 10 pence to 95 pence now. That's a 9-bagger I missed out on. But where would it go from here?
It's going to go up to £1.25, something like that, which is the top of a rising July trend channel. You'll see that when I send the chart over. And that's valid while we hold above the mid-80s, which is roughly where the 10-day moving average is at the moment.
Zach, pleasure. As always.
Thank you very much, Justin. Have a good day.
The Box Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.